SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Renewed debate over New York City's sanctuary city policy following the recent beating of a couple of New York police officers by illegal immigrants. The violence captured on video, sparking public outrage.
The video shows several migrants scuffling with officers at a homeless shelter. Nobody was seriously hurt, but there is outrage because some of the seven arrested were freed while awaiting trial. Mayor Eric Adams says the city's welcome mat is not out for bad apples.
Those who commit a crime will be treated like any other criminal in this city.
Police say making cases has been difficult against suspects Commissioner Edward Caban calls ghost criminals.
No criminal history, no photos, no cell phone, no social media.
Immigration advocates say most categories of crime are down since a surge of migrant arrivals began 18 months ago. I'm Norman Hall.
His role in the border crisis has House Republicans considering impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, an impeachment vote expected today. Republicans say Mayorkas has breached the public trust and has failed to enforce federal law. Democrats insist there are no grounds for impeachment because this is a policy dispute. Also at SRNNews.com, Southern California, don't put away the umbrella just yet.
The rainfall amounts are not going to be quite as heavy as they have been, but still, with the ongoing flooding, any additional rain is not welcome.
The National Weather Service's Bob Orevec, two back-to-back atmospheric rivers have unleashed flooding, rock and mudslides across California, and falling trees killed three people in Northern California. Today, find Secretary of State Blinken in Egypt, continuing to negotiate for a ceasefire in Gaza in exchange for the release of hostages being held by Hamas. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 8 points. NASDAQ futures 30 points higher. S&P futures are up 3. This is SRN News. Democrats from the Biden administration on down are trying to bar Christian agencies from participating in foster care because they do not accept the LGBT agenda. Herbie Newell is president of Lifeline Children's Services.
We need to realize that these things are real. It's not talking points. It's not politicians trying to scare you. Truly, there are states the federal government is trying to limit the exposure of faith-based people and specifically Christians from entering into this space.
He says liberals need a history lesson.
These services are distinctively Christian. They're biblical. It was the church from the very beginning in the book of Acts. And then in the first century, it was the church that was caring for orphans and widows and vulnerable children and vulnerable people.
Newell believes that Christian foster care ministries must use the law to protect their rights. Last year, the Supreme Court struck down a Philadelphia statute that barred Catholic social services from being involved in foster care. SRN News. Organized labor making inroads in college athletics.
A National Labor Relations Board regional official deciding Dartmouth basketball players are indeed employees of the school, clearing the way for an election that would create the first ever labor union for NCAA athletes. All 15 members of the men's basketball team signed a petition asking to join a union, which already includes other employees of that Ivy League school in Hanover, New Hampshire. Unionizing would allow the players to negotiate salary, but also working conditions, including practice hours and travel. Jason Walker reporting.
Honda recalling 750,000 vehicles in the U.S. Faulty sensor may cause the front passenger airbags to inflate when they're not supposed to. Covers much of the Honda and Acura model lineup from 2020 to 2022. More details, SRNNews.com.